This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of Providence, the Reformation line, Salus, which I just posted a review of the Salus on YouTube if you want to go check that out. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Veterans Day. I pretty much always take Veterans Day off, mainly because my military service is a bittersweet thing for me, and Veterans Day is always one of those bittersweet things because for a lot of people it's just a 3-4 day weekend. So let's talk about Veterans Day real quick. We celebrate this each year on the 11th of November. We did this the first time in 1919 under the name of Armistice Day. It was named in remembrance of the temporary ceasefire that brought about the unofficial end to World War I when the year before the Allied forces entered into an armistice with the Germans, stopping live battle on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. A year later, nearly 5 months after the official end of the First World War, which occurred on June 28, 1919, after the Treaty of Versailles, Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11th, the first commemoration with the following: "To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day would be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who die in the country's service and with the gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of the nations." And he called for parades and public gatherings and a brief moment of silence at 11 a.m. And 2 years later, on November 11th, 1921, an unidentified American soldier was buried at Arlington National Cemetery in what became known as the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It wasn't just the United States that remembered the end of the Great War. Countries around the world celebrated Armistice Day in 1919. And many still do today. In Canada, they call it Remembrance Day. Great Britain celebrates Remembrance Sunday on the second Sunday of each November. In 1926, a congressional resolution was passed making Armistice Day a recurring federal holiday, stating it should be commemorated with thanksgiving and prayer and exercises designed to perpetuate peace through goodwill and mutual understanding between nations. As a side note, the federal government can't force the states into celebrating a holiday as it's not within its jurisdictions, but most states adopt the federal holiday calendar. I didn't know that. Although the ceasefire believed to have occurred on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month was the end of the war to end all wars, history has shown the naivete of that era. Maybe the Allied forces showed too much sympathy with the Treaty of Versailles. By the time the war-ending document was signed, 7 months after the armistice in November, much of the Allied troops had returned home. And no one, not the United States, nor Britain, nor France, wanted to remain in Germany or Austria to make sure the terms of the treaty were enforced. And what's more, the treaty did not require an unconditional surrender. The German troops, although defeated, were not disbanded. So, as the embittered Marshal Ferdinand Foch of France, Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces, when he concluded of the Versailles settlement, this is not peace, it's an armistice for 20 years. And he was right. 20 years after the 1919 settlement, the German army under Hitler, himself a decorated veteran of World War I, who helped spin the yarn that the German army hadn't been defeated in the field, but simply betrayed by the Jews at home, invaded Poland to start World War II, which would cost the world roughly four times as many lives as World War I. This time, 16 million American soldiers, a whopping 42% of war-aged men, headed out to battle, and while we lost over 400,000 to the war, most of those men and women returned home. Then tension began to rise in Korea, and by 1950, the Korean War began. Another 1.8 million troops were sent across the sea one more time. By the end of the summer of 1953, after the Korean War ended, about one in every two service-age men were veterans, and it was decided that Armistice Day would be officially be changed to Veterans Day, honoring all veterans from all wars. Now, throughout the years, Veterans Day has changed, sometimes to its benefit and sometimes not. Like, in 1968, the federal holiday, along with Memorial Day, George Washington's birthday, and Columbus Day, were switched to a Monday celebration to help encourage travel and tourism in the country. A few years later, in the brief period from 71 to 75, the date was changed again. Instead of the Monday closest to the original Armistice Day, government opted to set Veterans Day as the fourth Monday in October. Now, this wasn't accepted very joyfully by the American public, as many held emotional ties to the origins of Veterans Day. So after a few years, the date was reverted back to November 11th. And now, a century from the original remembrance of Armistice Day, we still celebrate it on the 11th of November. If the 11th day of the 11th month falls on a Saturday, the day is observed on the previous Friday. If it falls on a Sunday, the holiday is observed on the following Monday. Different areas celebrate Veterans Day in different ways. Most public schools close normally on the Monday closest to the holiday, as do all federal buildings, most banks, and many businesses. There are parades and celebrations to honor veterans, and perhaps the most iconic is the annual wreath-laying ceremony that happens at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Many areas still observe a moment of silence at 11 a.m., to remember all veterans, those who are still here, those that have gone on, and those who have never made it home, and it's not uncommon to see the American flag flown at half-mast. Regardless of political leanings, Veterans Day is about recognizing the dedication and sacrifice of America's veterans. If you want to show support, attend a parade or volunteer at your local VFW. Visit a VA hospital. Spend some time talking to the men and women who are unable to attend these events. And when you see a vet, shake their hand and thank them for their service. My bittersweet part of me that looks at Veterans Day and at my military service, I just look at the time that I spent in the military as, in a way, sort of enabling. When we were in Europe in the 1980s, you know, the whole time prior to that, we were enabling the welfare state of Europe, basically. And what we got now is we've got this problem in Europe where they have so many Islamics there, not Muslims. I don't have a problem with Muslims. I have a problem with Islamics, and the Islamics there, I think they have plans for Europe, and I think the European overlords may be a little too stupid to see it coming, because this solves an issue for them that, this way, they don't have to solve it later, because what they've done is they don't have enough money coming in to pay for the welfare state anymore. So they had to import some people who are of working age. As for those of us that served, at least as far as I'm concerned, that was my gift to the country. It's all right to thank me for it, but I volunteered for it. I would do it again. I served with kings, with great people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Hunter.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. For those of you who have never gotten close to the somebody running for office, and I completely understand why you wouldn't. One thing you have to understand about this is that elections and running for office are big business. There's a lot of people. Let's call them parasites. There's a lot of people that make a lot of money being a part of a staff and trying to direct a candidate. Now, most of them, the problem is a couple of different things. First of all, most candidates, when they hire a consultant, the consultants all do the same thing. So finding one that thinks outside the box, is not that easy to do. But I digress. I'm looking for any Democrat out there today that would be excited that Michael Bloomberg has decided to barge into the Democratic primaries like some nutty ex-girlfriend who gave you crabs popping in at your wedding. Where's the groundswell of support behind this little pint-sized presidential aspirant who vanishes behind his phalanx of big baby Huey guards whenever, when he was the mayor? If somebody walked up, Your Honor, you might be walking up and say, boy, I love your stuff, but he would be surrounded by a bunch of baby Hueys. Perhaps the Democratic consultants who didn't sign up with one of the other goofy candidates are happy. The micro-zillionaire may not have charisma or a vision or actual human support, but he does have a bunch of money to squander on electoral parasites. So those jerks are just going to love him getting in. And so will we Republicans. Trump already has a nickname laid upon the little gnome here, Little Michael. And listen, I'm just going to level with you. This guy is delusional. Can you hear the excitement about the Vern Troyer of American politics bubbling over in the Midwest with his elections going to be won? It's not going to be won in New York. We already know where that's going. Well, it's not going to be won in California. We already know where that's going. It's going to be won everywhere else. Okay? So, I can just see how this is going. Hey, Lou, good news. That Bloomberg guy is in the race. I've been looking for a miniature Manhattan finance snob who wants to ban Coke, take our deer rifles, and who makes the New York Times happy. Yeah, I'm sure getting tired of all this great economic good news and my kids not coming home in boxes from Who Cares Is Stein. We need a guy who thinks he's smarter and better than us and isn't afraid to tell us how to live our lives. And that's the conversation. So, now we're already hearing lots of superficial and staggeringly dumb comparisons to Donald Trump. It sort of ends that they're both New York billionaires, but Trump is from Queens, and that matters. Trump is not trying to win over the swells who think their castes roles to stop all these lesser beings out there. And, by the way, that would be me and you from consuming sugar and being able to defend ourselves. Trump is the voice of the people shouting, hey, jackass, ban this straw right here. Trump is also not a hobbit. He's the exact, he's got height. Bloomberg is the kind of pursed-lipped, uptight skull the normals are saluting with a single digit. And you get the distinct impression that he spends a lot of his time being very, very upset that we're choosing to live our lives without his approval, and that this grates upon him. And electing him president would be like electing your kindergarten teacher president. If your kindergarten teacher was tiny, 77 years old, and jetted away for every weekend to Bermuda in her Gulfstream after lecturing you on how you can't have chocolate because of global warming. So this feudal fiasco is not driven by anything but the malignant midget's vanity and not a little jealousy that Donald Trump, the unpolished Al Sherbick, is dominating the Bushwood Country Club of American politics, while little Michael Smales is looking like a buffoon trying on awful hats in his pro shop. He's a crusty, twisted little Bilbo seeking his precious. So can you imagine the soul-smashing agony that little Michael feels every day seeing Trump get played hail to the chief while all he gets is a couple of hobos whistling short people? But all that's okay, because his ego trip is going to cause amazing, glorious disruption within the Democratic race. And that will help Trump immeasurably. Blue on blue is the best kind of conflict, and this uncivil war is going to send popcorn sales through the roof. I'm just gobbling it down, but I will be ordering a big gulp to go with it. Do you think that Joe Biden, who now occupies the fake moderate lane Bloomberg wants to run in, will just go quietly? It was Gropey's age-fueled decline, magnified by the snorching at son Hoover's coke-fueled Slavic shenanigans, that made the creepy Veep vulnerable. But Joe's not going to stagger away quietly. He'll stagger away loudly, incoherently, and bloodily. He may be utterly confused. What do you mean the Blue Man Group is running against me? But those around him, those investing in his success, those planning to actually control things, should the American people be dumb enough to elect the empty figurehead, are not going to just throw in the towel. And it's not like Bloomberg has a lot of love out there in Dem land, or in Republican land, or in any land. He wants to claim the centrist slot, but the Dems are in no mood for puny moderation. And we Republicans are not fooled by little Duce. He's a liberal schoolmarm, just like the rest, except his business acumen won't let him support the trillions of giveaways that Chief Sitting Bolshevik and the rest are touting. He knows their numbers are literally insane. He'll say so, but just because you can't count doesn't make you moderate. And his platform is going to be, I have a lot of ideas on how you should live your life. May play in the upper whatever side, where the peeps we used to call yuppies live in Manhattan and on smaller, you know, similar elite enclaves. But the last 4 years of populist revolt in the rest of the country has been against just that sort of micromanagement of our lives. His money's going to mess things up for the Democrats, and that's good. And in the unlikely event he gets coordinated at the convention, his plan appears to be to skip all the early primaries in an innovative strategy of getting the nomination without actually having anyone vote for him. Now, that's all kinds of innovative there. I mean, But, you know, don't worry too much about that, I don't think. I mean, he's a loser, and that's why we should totally hope he runs. Let him run as Mr. Center-Left Establishment. That'd be like Mitt Romney coming out and running as a Democrat. That would be the only better thing than Bloomberg running. So, yeah. We'll be right back. This is Luck and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I just got to watch, and the Republicans are absolutely killing it. They are doing so well because it's a scam. It's a big scam.
President Trump's comments at the White House after a cabinet meeting, of course, the president talking about the ongoing House impeachment investigation. As the second round of hearings continue, former special U.S.-Ukraine ambassador Kurt Volker says he played no part in any effort to pressure Ukraine to investigate Democrats.
At no time was I aware of or knowingly took part in an effort to urge Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Biden. As you know from the extensive real-time documentation I have provided, Vice President Biden was not a topic of our discussions.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow dropped 102 points to finish the day at 27,934. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radios Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now I know that San Francisco is doomed. I really would like to know how many people actually vote in San Francisco. And then I'd like to know how many people that vote in San Francisco are in some sort of therapy. I don't know exactly how to pronounce this cat's name. I have always read, well, I haven't always read about him. I've read about him on multiple occasions. His name is Chase Boden. He's finally done it. He's gotten himself into the San Francisco District Attorney's seat. After a lifetime of standing up for crooks and mastering criminal justice from Bill Ayer's stepdad, Berth, and Hugo Chavez's knee. Do you like the way criminal justice works in Caracas? In San Francisco, Hugo Chavez trusts his advisor is now there to help. He's there to transform, as he says. That's his brand, as the Bay Area tech marketing hipsters would say. Now, this won't work out too well if you've got bums vomiting at your doorstep and gang members shooting with muzzle flashes around corners and junkies setting up camp on your sidewalk. You've already seen the boulder warfare some of the homeowners are putting up in a desperate bid to stop it. And such people can probably look forward to getting arrested. Boden spoke at his election celebration in supposedly conciliatory terms, but if you look closely, he wasn't conciliatory. And his remarks were very anti-police, which is very interesting when you are a prosecutor. When you are the district attorney and you're in charge of, you know, it's a little bit like being the attorney general in that particular area. That makes you the top cop. And being anti-police is really interesting. Coming from the San Francisco Chronicle, we get when Chase Bowden is sworn in as San Francisco's new district attorney, he said he will immediately go to work to reforming the city's criminal justice system. Some goals, like ending mass incarceration, will take time, but others, like doing away with gang enhancements and ending money bail, will begin on day one, he said. Now, ending mass incarceration, on the logic that there are a lot of them in the can, puts a lot of thugs out on the streets to prey on the locals. In Chavista, Venezuela, that was useful for keeping the street protests down, of course. Bowden uses the more Sarkozyan argument that the only reason these criminals are in the can is racism, not anything they may have done. He also says he's going to end gang enhancements, which means extra charges for doing things gang leaders want their gangster peons to do, such as pick off an innocent bystander, you know, to prove their loyalty and their bona fides. No wonder the police officers union called the Chase DA ship a gangster's delight. So this ends penalties for thugs who were only obeying orders, as the Nazis at Nuremberg put it. Gang enhancements, said young Chase, are explicitly racist. His other transform initiative is to end money bail for assorted acts of thuggery. Ending money bail will make it even more profitable to commit crime, and already every thief in San Fran gets a free $950 to steal from merchants, as it is, given that no one gets busted for anything less. $949, you're good to go. Now, there's no need for cash bail for even those who take more. And here's another sleazy set of false conciliations from the stepson of guilty as hell, free as a bird. Commenting on the opposition of the San Francisco Police Officers Association, he made the appearance of sounding nice. I'm not a vindictive person, and I don't hold a grudge. But then the weasel words came out. There's a lot of work to be done to rebuild the relationship between POA leadership and the communities of San Francisco. So, translation, in other words, the POA has a problem with the communities. There's no POA problem with him, despite those POA ads that said just that. The only problem the POA has is with people. And Chase, who, as I said, learned everything at Hugo Chavez's knee, embodies the people kind of the same way Chavez did. And for that matter, his skunky socialist sidekick, the now booted Evo Morales, declared, I am the people. So he doesn't see himself as the problem. He doesn't see his supporters who chanted on election night at his headquarters the leftist chant, blank the POA, as the problem. The only problem out there is how the POA opposes the people. And there's just work to do, he said, leaving off the pronoun. He's not going to take responsibility for any of this or even admit the cops have a problem with him and his stepdad, who was likely responsible for murdering one of theirs decades ago and who got away with it. In the phony picture Bowden wants to sell, it's just the people versus the cops, and pays no attention to that homeowner's trying to get the junkies off his painted Lady Victorian or the young female who's been assaulted and mugged by an illegal alien on Market Street. Creepily enough, there probably will be some kind of comedy and glad-handing between Chase and the cop union, like everything in San Francisco is leftist. And it will come at the expense of the people of San Francisco. The Ferguson effect is going to... See, most of the time in California, they would look at you and say, as California goes, so goes the rest of the nation. Well, the Ferguson, Missouri effect is coming to San Francisco. And that's going to kick in, and the cops are going to stop answering calls. They'll retire at their desks. Because why would they risk becoming one of Chase's political grandstanding examples in the act of trying to stop crime? That way their pension stays intact and the cops retire at their desks. They won't be sticking. There won't be any sticking of one's neck out. Having lived through this, they're not going to do it anymore. We've seen it in Baltimore. We've seen it in New York. Cops not sticking their necks out and the criminals having a field day. Good luck to San Franciscans and this Caracas Ification of their fair city, it will become like Caracas because Chavez knew the value of a cowed citizenry that came of cops who no longer enforced the law. And if there's any silver lining to this for the rest of us, the city will spin into a real hellhole of Caracas-style crime and violence, and Chase's name will be on it, even as he blames racism and anyone but himself. And he's in his job now because he probably wants higher office on the Kamala Willie Brown Sidechick Harris model. With a record like his on crime and a showcase city to show how it works in the U.S., he's not going to get elected to anything. He's going to do pretty good just to stay. I shouldn't say that. He's in San Francisco. I believe in San. I used to watch it. You know, movies like all the Dirty Harry movies were filmed in San Francisco. 48 Hours movies were filmed in San Francisco. I've seen all kinds of movies about bike riders in San Francisco and all this other stuff. It's a beautiful city geographically. But now it's going to become little Venezuela. And we already see how Venezuela's going. And why would anybody want to be little Venezuela? And what are the San Franciscans who live there who just, you know, I don't know if they've just been apathetic or whatever, but now their apathy is coming home to roost because this is a guy that's going to make what was really bad, it's going to get really, really worse in San Francisco. So lots of people leaving their hearts there, I guess. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armor.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. In the last century, millions of defenseless civilians have been slaughtered by totalitarian regimes that first disarmed them. Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union, Communist China, the Ottoman Turks, and several dozen other despotic regimes committed mass murder of millions upon millions. Historically, confiscation of weapons is always followed by genocide. Historically. As surely as day follows night. In order to foster the deterrence of tyranny in American government, the founders ratified the Second Amendment, acknowledging the unalienable right of the people to bear arms. The published statements of the founders clarify their points of view with regard to their purpose for acknowledging that right. They clearly meant for the people, that being you and me, not to be impeded from owning weapons similar to the ones used by government forces, so that any future despots might be deposed by an armed populace. And according to the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. All winning candidates, as well as all appointees to office, must affirm under oath that they will support and defend the Constitution, which the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, is in it. So, you know, when you see some of these guys taking the oath, you know right away they're lying through their teeth. Many officials have demonstrated their disdain for that oath, for aspects of the Constitution, for unalienable rights, and for the lawful limits of their delegated power. They think their power should know no limit. They've reneged on that solemn promise to support the Constitution. They've betrayed the people, deceiving them upon taking the oath, with no intention of ever fulfilling the oath. Or else they've decided to violate the oath after having taken it. And in either case, the failure to keep the oath renders them ineligible to hold office. And this has become a tendency, they have this tendency to fail to keep the oath. It's so commonplace, with virtually no consequence occurring as a result of that crime, that some candidates for public office now campaign for office on the basis of promises to violate the oath of office. like right now, several candidates for the presidency or for the nomination for the presidency on the Democratic side have said that they would take steps to further infringe the right to bear arms, a step clearly prohibited by the Constitution. Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris have both indicated that they would sign executive orders to further infringe the right to bear arms. And Joe Biden has stated that the Second Amendment does not acknowledge the right of individuals to bear arms, despite the fact the Supreme Court having said it does. And these are the same people that would tell you that Roe versus Wade is the law of the land, despite the fact that there's nowhere in the Constitution saying you may have an abortion, ladies. Some fear that if a Democrat occupied the White House, all kinds of anti-constitutional and destructive policies would be enacted, including suppression of the right to bear arms. Certainly Obama wanted that. He didn't get it to the degree he wanted it, but he tried everything he possibly could. Those fears are well-founded based on the shameless promises of presidential candidates and others in government to violate the law of the land. If we were to cede, to give up our right to bear arms, it's not going to result in peace. It's not going to reduce crime. It's not going to increase public safety. It will simply make us defenseless. We'll be defenseless against the tyranny of the government. We'll be defenseless against the tyranny of criminals. Governments, and let me say this quite explicitly, government trust is a temporary thing that we should have. Now, right now, our government is so focused on getting rid of another part of the government that they're too preoccupied to do too much. I mean, the Democrats haven't really done anything. I mean, what have they passed that has made it out of the House and gone to the Senate? Some gun control, but that's it. But historically speaking, giving up guns, loss of gun rights, becoming defenseless, being disarmed, is a precursor to genocide. Let's go take a little look at old Gropey Joe while we have a little bit of time here. When Beto withdrew, I was a little sad at this. I was upset that the individual responsible for inspiring all of these people to stand up and say no and to take notice of the Second Amendment, and he was the first one since Barack Obama to really push it. Now that race becomes a little less consequential. After all, who's going to say the stupid things that need to be reported on and mocked mercilessly now? Well, that was some wasted emotion on my part because we still have Joe Biden. Recently, he said he made some comments that betrayed his understanding of firearms. They're even dumber than O'Rourke's comments, but we're talking about Joe Biden here. But, you know, I don't know what to expect. I figured it would be a good idea to take a look at a couple of them for a moment. First, we have the much publicized comment about the 100 clip magazines that you may have seen on social media. We get this: former vice president and 2020 Democratic candidate Joe Biden thinks big scary boom boom guns are really bad and you probably shouldn't have them, especially a magazine with 100 clips in it. You definitely shouldn't have one of those. I believe in the Second Amendment, but nobody says you can have a magazine with 100 clips in it. Before he quickly corrected, 100 bullets in it. Now, a lot of people looked into what Biden said about a magazine with 100 clips in it, such as the way of our people. But even if Biden hadn't corrected it, we all knew what he was trying, what he was saying. Let's not pretend that he didn't. And let's not pretend that we didn't know what he was talking about. But it's much more useful to address the substance of what he was trying horribly to convey. He's making the claim that there's nothing that expressly gives us permission to have a 100-round magazine. Second Amendment doesn't even address round capacity. So on that, he's kind of right. But the problem is, our Constitution isn't about setting aside things you can do. It's about laying out what the government can and cannot do. It also expressly states via the 10th Amendment that anything not expressly outlined in the Constitution is up to the states or the people. And what does that mean? Well, it means that the government doesn't get any say in just how one exercises their Second Amendment right. I want a 100-round magazine, I have the right to buy a 100-round magazine. No one grants me that right because it's an inherent right I have by virtue of being a human. Well, that wasn't the only thing he prattled on about. In the same speech, he offered up this. We don't have the courage to take on the NRA. We protect geese more than we protect. No joke, you can only have 3 shotgun shells when you're shooting for geese. We protect geese more than our kids. So he thinks we protect geese more than kids because we limit the guns used to hunt them to just 3 shells. Don't we have laws against killing children? Don't we? I think we do. We actually allow people to kill geese. We don't allow them to kill children. I say kids getting more protection there. And I'm fairly sure that the geese would agree, yeah. This is not the first time a politician has tried to claim we protect wildlife more than children, but each time they failed to account for the fact that we have laws explicitly against murder, and that includes children. So the mere existence of such laws proves they're either stupid or lying or both. I tend to believe they're just stupid since they somehow don't feel murder laws are sufficient to protect children but think gun laws be observed by criminals somehow. Stupid, yeah. So Biden is the latest, and honestly, we should expect more of this kind of thing from him as the campaign season progresses. I mean, what scares me is that some people actually buy this argument. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.